Well, that's Holly Penfield singing on the Voyager album. I love Those Are Real Whales and Dolphins that are actually on the front of the beginning, that screeching that you heard. It's not somebody throwing their brakes on because we're crossing the street in front of them against the red or green light. That's actually a dolphin and a whale sound. It does sound like an illegal street crossing, though. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's new and better health, science, and energy show. We decided to do like Jay Leno did and take all the late shows start at 11. Well, he took a jump at 10, so we decided we take everybody's good start at 6, so we're starting at 5 now, and we even jumped it up a day to Thursday. So you guys can go out and rip on Friday nights and not have to stay home and watch my show and then go out and have a good time. So today we've got Steve Barish and a couple of sidekicks. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Fred. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Now, this is a good time.
Yeah, I like it. You know, hopefully we don't get the sunset walk. You can see Buddy
Boo
right here.
That'll be good.
Yeah, we don't want the spot tonight, Buddy Boo.
Yeah, well, I don't hear it, so it must be working.
We'll find out. You know, it's more like about, 6 o'clock. Yeah, the sun shouldn't be setting just yet, so we should be all right.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
He's going to behave tonight, Buddy Boo? Oh, he just wants to get it. They fight for the shoulder, you know.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, he who has the shoulder wins. That's what their motto is. Yeah, they fight for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So what have you been doing all day long?
Actually, I've been resting. I had a couple of massages this morning, and I'm going to a physician tomorrow. I think I might have a little cold, so I did some work today and came home and meditated, and I've been watching what I'm eating, so that's really good. I'm eating a lot of vegetables and fruits, and it seems to be helping a tremendous amount.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you lost any weight?
Yeah, I lost about 25 pounds so far.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's not a small amount.
Yeah, being in the hospital sort of does that to you.
Yeah, so you feel.
But I'm doing good, Fred. I'm excited about our new time here. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think once everybody finds us, we don't have the number of viewers yet, but they'll figure it out eventually.
Oh yeah.
I mean.
Oh yeah.
Can't beat a good show with a stick.
You bet.
See, my Ustream numbers are climbing, so
that's
we'll figure out where we're at. A lot of people are going to be shocked tomorrow, though. You know what I mean? People don't pay attention. And so the big crew that we normally have is going to say, 6 o'clock Friday, where's Dr. Fred? Well, Dr. Fred will be downtown having a dinner for once. He doesn't get a chance to get out like he likes to. Friday night's always a good night to go out and have a nice dinner somewhere here.
You bet.
In the wild woods.
Yeah.
We got our websites back up and emails are working and protections in place. Where we live now, we have special protection. It's all cool, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The books came in today, as I said to you earlier.
Oh, yes. That's right. We were going to discuss that this evening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the book is here. I don't have, I got a copy laying over here behind me. But I think everybody saw it because I had a. I had one copy last week, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that many people watching, but there it is. It'll be on the archives now. It's a great book.
Right.
Talk to some big radio shows, you know, worldwide-type shows that are a little bit bigger than this, and they're real hot for us. I think it sounds good.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful. I know I ordered 3,
yeah.
And I'm getting the leather-bound book, which I'm going to just put that away and let that sit for a few years.
Yeah, that'll be good. The leather-bound one, we're only making 50 of those for $500, but it's a beautiful leather cover, medieval cover, and I'll be placing that order next week because I've got it's 8.5 by 11, by the way, which was the original size of all of my books when they first came out.
Yeah.
They're all 8.5 by 11.
Yeah.
I could never afford to do this really cool 10 by 7 that we're doing now. In those days, we just didn't have the money.
Well, I think people should know that these copies that you have are going to have a lot more information in them than the other books, because by the time they get finished with them, they're going to cut a lot out.
We're talking, can't mention any names, but we are talking to 3 of the largest publishers on the planet right now.
Right.
What their interest is yet, because they haven't got the books, but at least they ask for them. A lot of times they'll say, oh, don't send them, you know, but press packs are done and all that stuff is done, so
yeah,
we're on it. It's,
yeah, that's great.
I forgot, you know, when I wrote the thing, I thought I'd be, well, I'll take a break. No, I forgot about the PR side of it. It's been so darn long since I did a book.
Yeah.
Got to spend another 3 months promoting this thing and get it going,
right.
And then I can kick back. Then, but I don't have another project going anyway, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we've almost got the white flamethrower.
That's going to be very interesting, Fred.
That'll be coming out to you next week.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting.
Books too.
Right.
So you wanted three of those books, right?
Yes, I wanted three of the regular books and one of the leather-bound books, yes.
Got it right here. I've been so busy today, I forgot to place the order with the order department here. You know?
Not a problem. It's I've got some friends that want that book really badly, so.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be real interesting promoting this book.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really great. I'm going to talk about it on Saturday night, so.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be really good. So that'll be, I haven't talked about it yet because I didn't know if you wanted me to mention anything. So what I'll do is this weekend I'll discuss it and maybe we can sell some.
Yeah. There won't be any discount on this one, but the next ones will be a discount for those of you that
Yes. That's
a little bit of high. It's $88 for a signed, serialized 0 to 950 copy. Actually, 0 to 1,000. But
right.
I think what I'll do with the special books, that we'll serialize them 1 through 50 with a special notation or something on it.
Right.
I don't know what it'll be,
right. But
I'll figure out something that,
you know,
20 years from now will be worth something, you know.
Right.
My original books have always gone to royalty worldwide, and I've been blessed to have those people as interested in my work. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that run countries and probably sometimes listen to my radio show. Normally, I'm sure they're too busy, but they're very influential in world politics and you know, making the world a planet a green place
mm-hmm.
and all of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people, oftentimes anonymously through agents, order our products and books simply because our products are considered a little controversial. And some
right. King
of some country or something, or king, doesn't want people to know they're going to be wearing a pyramid.
Right. Right.
They're going to do it, you know, in their private chambers, and that's what happens, and it's been going on for 35 years now, so.
Right.
I'm assuming that 2010 is pretty close.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You were talking about your thoughts on the white flamethrower as some kind of...
Well, the white flamethrower, Fred, I was sleeping under the pyramid. And this voice came to me right out of the pyramid, said, order a white flamethrower.
Yeah.
It'll be a vortex which will open up to the universe and bring people through, and they will be able to walk out my front door. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And that's I'm pretty well sure they were Andromedans. I didn't see them, Fred. I heard them, and I heard them very distinctly.
Yeah, now that's really cool. Several of my friends in the last week, two of them that were here yesterday, one of them's a world-famous sculptor. His sculptures are in the White House, Congress, Smithsonian, all the last 10 presidents or so. That's
right. Maybe
from Reagan, Reagan, Ford, both Bushes, Clinton, have sculptures from this person. His name is Jonathan Bronson.
Right.
He was here yesterday, dropped in, and with his wife, and they had been taken last week, evidently, in a trance state, but they described it pretty well, by Semyasi, of all people, out to the sea.
Really? Uh-huh.
And they got to ride in a transport vehicle, which I wrote about in one of my songs on the fellowship.
Right.
And I have never spoken to Jonathan about certain intimate points about their industry.
Right.
Their money, how they handle that, their vacations, their work, their products, their factories. I haven't discussed that with him.
Right.
Basically no one I discuss that with, but he hit every nail on the head with one blow.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
some kind of
right.
a thing he made up. It's not something that Billy Meyer even talks about. You have to have either been there or had a direct contact with her to really know these facts.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. When I came back from the first time at a show, I don't think I ever told you this. When I came back from the show in Toronto, we had bought our necklaces. And I heard a voice, and I could feel the energy change in my room. And I'm pretty well sure it was Sim Jazzy, because she said to me, "This necklace is really going to be good for you."
Yeah.
And that's basically the same thing you said to me.
Yeah.
You walked up to me out of 500 people and just looked at me and said, "This necklace is really going to be great for you."
Yep.
And I heard the same thing when I got back to Rochester and heard it very distinctly. So it's been quite handy for me ever since.
But did you out of her voice sound?
It sounded beautiful. I mean, it was so short. I mean, it was only about 2-3 seconds, but I could feel the energy change in my room.
Oh, yeah, I thought she changes energy, that's for sure.
And that's what she said to me. So whether it was Sim Jazzy or somebody else, it was beautiful. I mean, it was really great, and then it went away, and the energy changed back. But I'll never forget that, Fred. That happened years and years ago. And it's been true to me ever since. So, but the white flamethrower, when the Andromedans, I'm very well sure they were Andromedans, because I kept on seeing, the transparent bodies. And they come into my room when I'm massaging. So I'm very well sure that they were telling me that the white flamethrower, you'll be able to bring people in into the room, and they'll be able to walk out my front door, and there won't be anything to fear. So I trust them implicitly.
Yeah, no, they're pretty cool. And
yeah.
Strangely enough, Mikkel had, I guess, her first contact with Sim Jazzy. I don't know whether she was over at the... Are you yawning? Little bird's yawning here. I guess it's a boring show. It's not a boring show. You just got to wake up a little bit more. I closed the drapes behind me because it was casting too much light because the sun's coming around, you know? And
yeah.
So my second sidekick, Buddy Boo, decides to yawn. Now he's hanging upside down. I mean, do you hang upside down when you're on the show?
I don't do that.
Some of my sidekicks do. I used to manufacture a device that looked like a table,
right.
A single, like a cot, and it was up on a stand with
right
in the middle. And you
right
sit on this table, and then you'd put your foot in these stirrups, and it would flip you upside down. The whole table would go upside down.
That's wild.
Would be a good way to do the shows. I need to build another one of those tables.
That's a good way of getting a lot of blood to the brain, that's for sure.
Yeah, I used to do that every day. I did so much healthy stuff when I was young and healthy. And when I get older, I guess I got too lazy, I forgot about it. But I got to do another one of those gravity tables.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it's. I think it's wonderful that you're in such good shape.
Well, I try, you know. I don't know how good a shape I'm in, but everybody says that I get tired a little bit more. I don't know, though. I've always got maybe I have more energy than I ever had. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard to gauge because I'm not one of these people that takes naps in the afternoon. I get up morning. I slept in. I was a little tired, but
right
up until noon. But I got up. Of course, I got up at 8 and fooled around for an hour, and then went back to bed till noon. Normally,
right.
I'm up at 8:30 and running till about 2 in the morning. That's my normal schedule.
You know, I find it very interesting. My massage room at 20 Office Parkway in Pittsford, New York.
Yeah.
I've got my projectors up in there.
Right.
And it's powerful. But the projectors in my second bedroom has been such a vortex. I had a client, a very, very nice guy.
Right.
He could feel the energy 5 miles from the expressway is 5 miles from my home.
Right.
He could feel the energy. Now, mind you, the vortex that I have is 5 miles high and 6 miles wide. And he can actually feel the energy as he's coming to my house. When he would get off the expressway, he could actually feel the energy from my house.
Yeah.
So the projectors are very powerful if they're put precisely in the right area where they need to be. And, of course, you know, I do a lot of that for you when people call, but it's very interesting how much light can be produced, a ball of light in the center of the room from those projectors. It's really powerful, Fred.
Oh, yeah, I agree, you know.
You know, it's really powerful. So they're a lot of fun, and they produce a tremendous amount of energy. Now, I've never asked for health for myself. I should do that right now. But I've always asked for my clients for good health, good money, good, you know, whatever for them.
Yeah.
And it seems to be paying off. But I really need to start doing that for myself. So that's something I'm going to start doing tomorrow.
Well, my headache is now trying to get on the lamp. I have to rotate the table a little bit.
You know,
I don't know. You don't have any sidekicks on back there yet, like a squirrel or a...
No, we've been talking about a bird for me or a little doggy or something of that nature. You know, I take my cobra and I'm gone. I mean, I'm single. I don't have anybody.
And well, you get yourself a green eclectus, a male eclectus. They got these little travel cages, and they love to ride in cobras. Really go fast.
I would love to have a little bird or.
Yeah, well, they talk to you. You know, you want something that you have a conversation with. You know, I like dogs, but the problem with dogs are. They poop around, and they're big poops. You got to clean them up inside.
Yeah.
You know, poop cleaning.
Yeah.
Secondly, birds are trained to go in a spot very easily.
Yeah.
And
thirdly,
dogs don't talk very well.
Yeah.
They bark and lick their face and that, but, you know, if dogs would talk, I'd probably have a few more around, but, you know, they don't have anything to say.
Right. Well, birds, from what I understand, because you talk to your birds all the time.
Yeah, they talk. They have conversations. It's now an actual fact in the universities that, especially with African greys, you look this one up that just died recently, his name was Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
This lady spent, I don't know, 15 years at Harvard with this bird.
Wow.
And they mapped it.
Alex.
It was Alex?
Alex, Dr. Irene.
Yeah, Dr. Irene Pepperberg.
Alex.
And Alex. Yeah, Dr. Irene Pepperberg. Berg and Alex spent at least 15 years at Harvard, and they documented the fact that the African gray, this bird, like for example, this bird, my bird, I don't train it that well, my African gray, Princess, I'll say, mm-hmm. cracker, you want something to eat? She'll say, cracker.
Really?
But this bird would say, I want a banana. Or I want
really?
A spoon. Yeah, it was that well trained, and she'd hold up a banana, and the bird would say, "I'd like that banana."
Wow!
Or the bird would look around the room and say, "I'd like some crackers over there, or I want some cheese. I want some cheddar cheese." That's how clear the communication was, and it broke her heart when that bird died. You know.
But yeah.
That was one of the smartest birds on the planet because it shows you that you can train them.
That's amazing.
Time. And if you go on YouTube, you'll see birds dancing, you know, keeping the beat, singing with
I'll
different
be darned.
Kinds of music. You know, another one, it's a very pricey bird, is the yellow-crested cockatoo.
Okay.
They are a little bird that's probably, how tall would that bird be? I'm around here. They probably would be only, like, say, 16 inches, maybe 15 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 7 inches tall versus a African gray being 5 inches tall.
Right.
And they will, you put that thing loose in your house, it'll run around like a kid. It'll run into different rooms. It'll go up on its cage when it needs to poop. It'll talk to you. You could be sitting and you're having dinner and the thing will run in and jump up on the table and say, hey, it's got something for me, and then take off.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, they're amazing, and there's one on YouTube that I've got singing, but that's my friend Omar that owns a pet shop over in Orange County. He owns a couple of them. Actually, at a museum now of birds.
Mm.
he had one up in his Magnolia shop, and that thing would jump from one top of one cage to the other. It had free reign of the store.
Yeah.
And all over the store. Never went out, and it was the coolest, happiest little thing you ever saw in your life. It's a very happy, very, they don't bite.
Right.
You could pinch it or squeeze it, and it wouldn't bite.
No kidding.
Yeah, they don't bite.
Yeah.
They're just amazing. They're $2,700 retail price.
Is that what they are?
Yeah. But if you look, you want to get one and bottle feed it, you know. But
right.
Go to, if you go on the internet.
Right.
And you type in free parrots,
mm-hmm.
the website mm-hmm. that comes up.
Right.
Area, and you click it, and there's people that own these kind of birds that are well trained and
mm-hmm.
they're moving or there's a death in the family.
Right.
Get the bird for free. There's right now the I had an umbrella, the cockatoo that died.
Right.
And it should have been, it only died at like 12 years old. It should have gone to 30, had pneumonia. There's
wow.
one, they cost $1,800. They're not quite as quick as the yellow crested, but they're pretty nice. They're also very, very sweet. By the way, the cockatoo is the tamest bird of all the bird family, those of you that know.
Right.
Tamest one.
That's got to be a lot of fun for you.
Umbrella doesn't talk as much, doesn't jump around as much, but they're sweet. There was one of those, and they cost about $1,800. And there was one of those with the cage up in Ventura, which is about 200 miles from here, free.
Uh-huh.
To pick it up, and it was only 5 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, you go on this website, and you'll find these birds, and you'll be impressed.
Yeah, that's got to be amazing, Fred.
Yeah, but once you have a bird... and there's a magazine
mm-hmm.
called Bird Talk, B-I-R-D Talk, that you can subscribe to. And once you have one of these parrots, you'll never, it's like having a kid, you'll never let it go. You know,
that's amazing. That's really amazing.
Yeah, I've had a lot of animals. I had probably 20 cats and 15 dogs. I've had several horses, ponies, rats,
mm-hmm.
hamsters,
mm-hmm.
snakes.
Right.
You name it, I've had it, and none of them, I love them all, but the pony was really great. Her name was Kitten. She was a sweet pony. Had her.
Oh, that's nice.
Years. Yeah. But,
that's good.
The pony was good, but the pony didn't talk.
Uh-huh.
The pony was like an oversized dog, and you know, when I was little, I could sit on it, but I mean, my feet would almost drag on the ground, so I felt riding around on a pony that I'm almost as big as, you know.
Yeah.
A good, that pony wouldn't kick, bite. You know, Shetland. It was a Shetland.
Right.
You want a nice little friendly horse that just hangs out and eats grass. In fact, I might get one from up here because we got to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Shetland pony, but they don't talk.
Really?
Yeah, ponies don't talk. You need to get, the only talking horse I ever saw was on TV back in the 50s. And I forget the name of that horse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The talking horse.
Yeah, it was...
Francis the Talking Horse or something.
Oh, that was the mule, Francis the Talking Mule. That's right.
Yeah.
They made a bunch of movies out of that one.
Yes, they did. Donald O'Connor, I think it was.
Yeah, Donald O'Connor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was Ed. I think it was Ed. Ed was the big, white, tall horse that talked. Ed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't forget who that was the other show.
Wow.
So you got to have that. So how's your car running?
Car's running pretty good. I'm taking it over to get it all tuned up before I put it away. I'm not going to put it away till...
Away, man. I think you better move out to California right away.
I'd love to move out to California, Fred. I'd like to do that. Be fun.
You have a... Down here where we are now?
Yeah.
In this little town, you could build your practice in about 5 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a big shortage of people like you down here. As a matter
That'd be
of fact,
fun to do.
We would be your big client.
Really?
We have not found any massage people like you do here. None.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. And we've looked.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We found a few people, because you've worked on me, you worked on Mikkel. And out there listening tonight, there aren't very many of you. Oh, it's picking up pretty good now.
I imagine it is.
Yeah. Our show, I mean, is getting more...
Yes.
So anyway...
I think the most beautiful thing about it is, Fred, is that your name is so good that people are going to follow you no matter what. So that's important.
Right. I think a lot of them will be shocked because I don't think they heard us last week when we said hey, this is the last Friday night show. We're going to do a Thursday night. Actually, going to be a late Thursday afternoon show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, this thing, the show started on Saturday night, which was prime time.
And, right.
And Donald, BBS Radio, was in an apartment building in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Don was in there, and he had no equipment, you know, just a couple of whatever he has to have, computers. Didn't have his own
server.
We had to go. Now they have their own servers, which means the hosting companies can go to hell, which most of them should.
Right.
I guess GoDaddy's pretty good, but the CI host sucked because they shut me down, you know, without authorization. And that.
Right. And I remember that last week, yes.
The X7, do not go near those people.
Okay.
They are, you know, you're better off shooting your computer than going with X7 hosting. Just shoot your computer.
Right. You know? Let's give out the phone number. It's in case we want to call in. It's 1-888-815-9756. They have about 20 different lines in there that'll pick that up. So if anybody really needs to call, we'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 1-888-815-9756, and that's worldwide. So that'll be a lot of fun. To talk to a lot of different
looking
people.
Looking up the statistics, you know, on one day, and I remember in Dubai, you know, over in Arabia.
Right.
Arabia, I think we had two listeners over there on our show, for our show. So we funny. I mean, it had the stats. I think the Fred Bell show had two or three listeners.
Wow.
Dubai. I wonder if they were Arabian, or I wonder if they were... American or what nationality they were. I've often wondered, you know. You guys are over there, call us in sometime or send me an email at fredbell@paradigm.com.
Right.
I'm probably not listening tonight because we switched the show. But it's interesting.
Yep.
And there's companies in Africa and, I mean, all over the place, people listen.
Right.
It's amazing,
you know,
how this... And we've got a huge audience in England. That's a giant.
Yes.
Do you have a big English audience too or what?
I have a couple people that do call from England.
Yeah,
and they're pretty regulars, and but I had some people call from Sweden, which is really nice.
We've got some Swedes.
Yeah, and
we've been Sweden. You know, we've perceived Sweden.
Hello.
Sounds like you might have a caller there.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, this is Dennis from Minnesota.
How's everything up in Minnesota? I heard it snowed up that way.
Yeah, it's getting quite cold up here, and you were talking about your birds, and I'm trying to calm my parakeets down right now.
You're about sunset time up there about now, huh?
Yes, it's 7:30 in the evening up here.
Yeah.
I wanted to call you to let you and Dr. Barish know that I purchased this projector that I had dipped in platinum. I talked to Michelle. And she said she never sold one like that before, and so everybody was kind of interested what our results were.
I didn't even know we sold it.
Are
you Dennis Buffy?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And Mikhail was listening in on that one. She heard your name, your voice, and she came right over.
Talk to Mr. Barish. He kind of consults me every so often when it comes to the receptor, and he told me, "You're crazy. Why did you do that?" And I'm beginning to wonder now.
I think that the best thing to do is to wear it and see what happens. Now, you've been wearing it over a month and a half now.
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah, how is it doing?
Well, the first thing that happened when my wife and I took it out of the box, we both placed it on, not knowing what to expect, and it felt like 100 pounds went down on our shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
radiation.
We couldn't figure it out. But what we did figure out was that my imagination, like I like to daydream a lot, it suddenly stopped.
Yeah.
Suddenly stopped. Yeah, mind chatter completely stopped. And now I understand what the word grounding means.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife, I got to tell you this, sir. My wife had an interesting experience. She put this receptor on for 2.5 weeks, Mm-hmm. In that 2.5 weeks, she called me out to the kitchen. She said, honey, I think I'm dying. And I said, why? What's the matter? Her belly button opened up.
Wow.
And this liquid came out of her belly button.
Okay.
This went on for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kept, you know, taking a paper towel and kind of drying it off. And she said she was scared. And I said, are you sick? And she says, no, I'm not. I said, well, let's just hold off one more day.
Yeah.
After that day, her belly button closed up, and
mm-hmm.
it was done. So Mr. Berry said that it looks like she was going what we call auto-detoxification because of the platinum on the receptor.
Exactly. Right. That's a very strong detox, very
yes.
strong.
Right.
Yes.
So that and probably eliminated the chance of her getting stomach. Right. That was probably the message from that one.
Yeah, it was a little bit frightening at first, but she got through it. And what
mm-hmm.
we found out is she likes to sleep with her receptor on. I tried that for 3 nights, and 3 nights I went sleepless. I could not sleep, so I had to take it off.
Yeah.
Put mm-hmm. it in the living room.
Right.
So she is really attached to her receptor. One night I said, you know, honey, you really need to take this off and get some sleep. And she says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, your astral body or your emotional body needs to be released. This thing keeps it intact.
Right, exactly.
As far as I understand it. So she took it off, and she got mad at me because she woke up late in the morning. She always is up 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, she needed a REM sleep.
She slept straight through almost 10 straight hours.
Wow. Yeah.
And she said her dreaming is more when she doesn't wear it than when she does wear it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that was, you know, that was that. And then all of a sudden, I've noticed at my job, I work for the state of Minnesota, and at my job area, things are just going crazy. Everything's going crazy around me, and I said, and it's happening at an accelerated speed.
That's fine. You've got an entangled field now. That's good.
Mm-hmm. And these people around me that bothered me so much over the years had all but disappeared now.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Everything
that's the purification process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you do at the state of Minnesota? What's your position?
I work for a prison system.
Really? What do you do, like a warden or what? I mean,
No. I'm a corrections officer.
Huh?
I'm
a
corrections officer.
That's a dangerous job.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for you, you know?
Yep.
And
yeah.
I have a lot of respect for the both of you because if it wasn't for these tools, our lives wouldn't have changed as drastically as it did the past 30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're really interested in getting the sterling silver projector. Mr. Berry told me.
Now then you can get your astral body really flying.
I hope so.
Really be hooked up with those.
I have a difficult time astral projecting. It only happens 2 or 3 times a year. And then it's,
well, because
you know,
of the
environment
that you're in. Look at the environment you're in, these negative aura fields.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bring a lot home with me at night.
You bring a lot home. And at some point, when you can afford it, I would get the lesser expensive, maybe ion shower, which will clean your aura when you walk in the door, which will make your receptors work better.
Mm-hmm.
An ion shower.
Well, I've purchased your Power Dome Gold, and what I do at night is, since I can't wear it at night, I put the receptors in the pyramids.
Yeah,
that's pretty smart.
And the other thing,
when you first put it on, you felt the lead weight. That is, you know, uranium is very heavy. That's a very heavy
mm-hmm.
element. And
mm-hmm.
when your body is carrying a large amount of radiation, it quantumly attaches itself to the source, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, U-238 or U-235, which is heavier than gold. When that quantum entanglement takes place, it produces a heaviness on the chest area and around the neck. From the neck down almost to the belly button, it feels very heavy. It's almost like when you get an x-ray and they put that tooth x-ray and you put that lead thing on you. It's like a bulletproof vest they put on you. It's all the lead.
Exactly.
It's that feeling, and that's because you are radioactive. So I hope you're rinsing off the receptors because wherever you're at, there may be a source of radiation. And you might want to
mm-hmm.
buy one of those Nucalurks from us at some point in time just to be
mm-hmm.
on the safe side because it'll indicate, they're only $100 or something, and it'll
mm-hmm.
indicate by a number of beeps, and it runs for 12 years, that FEMA uses them, all of Congress, everybody has them, That'll indicate, because there might be a radioactive deposit up there in your area, because that kind of stuff exists up there in Minnesota. So you might be around something.
We have a lot of microwave towers around us. That's gone up in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And I forgot to say that when I wear my receptor, have you ever heard of, I think Mr. Barish has, the Hue sound, Hue sound in your inner ears?
Yeah.
The tone, the different tone changes. Well, it sounds like a freaking radio station all the time now. I'll be concentrating on something, and then the frequencies inside my inner ears would change.
Yeah.
A constant changing.
Are you hearing radio stations?
No.
Okay.
It's just a frequency, just a frequency, like if you turned an old-time radio knob and you're trying to get a station, that's what it sounds like constantly.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have a star orb? That's another very inexpensive piece that we have.
No, we were talking about it. We need to get one. I haven't gotten the projector yet, which I plan on getting this spring.
Okay.
And we're going to definitely get the star orb for our room so we can have some added protection.
It sounds like you have a respectable job in society and you're a very great contributor to it. Some kind of okay, you worked out some kind of a program for that, yeah. We don't have to pay for the whole thing all at once. Because people like you
are... taking it step by step.
You have the kind of one we're very important to our society. You know, very...
Yeah. But anyhow, I just want to thank you all for everything that... especially for Mikkel's help. She's just been wonderful. And Rebecca down there, second...
I like Rebecca. Isn't she a delightful little thing?
Oh, she is something else.
Yeah.
Last time I talked with her, she says, I'm building
Rebecca's
this tournament
a new
right
addition,
now.
You know? We got our angel crew down here.
Oh, they are. Absolutely.
They're
absolutely.
Quite a bear. You got to work around them all day long. They're really enlightening.
I have a small, insignificant blog site that I only have a couple hundred readers a month, but I do mention your products quite frequently because I only write what I believe in. I only write what I've actually experienced.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. It's picked up on a lot of readers and a lot of people go on your site, and I hope it works, you know. I'm doing it because there's people out there that don't know about this. I'm 51 years old, and I cannot believe I just found out that you existed.
First of all, when you say you're 51, I would have thought you were in your early 30s at the most by your voice.
Yeah, my voice is high. What can I say?
Oh, I am, too. I mean, I'm older than you, but, I mean... You're blessed to have that. It's not just your voice being high. You got a high energy going, you know.
Oh gosh, it never quits. I have to take this receptor off to save me at night, so I can relax.
Yeah. That's really cool.
It's so full of energy, Mr. Bill. I do have one other question, and I'll hang up.
Take your time.
We're going to get our first standalone projector and laser from you somewhere around the month of June of next year.
Okay.
Wearing the holographic necklace. Will there be some sort of effect that we may experience just with one projector and the laser and the necklace versus,
What happens is when you add the standalone, it has two 3-carat natural zircons in it. And when you hook up a zircon to a laser and connect it to a projector, you get what's called SPDC, spontaneous sound conversion. This is a physics term. And what happens is it creates a non-localized signal to transmit out to and entangle with whatever you want. It's very powerful.
Okay.
And what happens is in SPDC in physics, I don't know how much you know about this stuff, but when a laser hits, which is a photon source. Mm-hmm. It hits the crystal, it changes the matrix of the crystal to resonate with your thought process. And this is not something that I made up. It's in my, and by the way, my new book is out, too. It has this in it. But what it does is it actually transmits to the object or consciousness of what you're visualizing. And this is real. This is elaborate. There'll be some Nobel Peace Prizes. Watch. Coming up in the next 5 years on exactly what we're talking about. You can prove this now. And one of the things we're looking for on the X1 project that we're getting ready to start is what's called an atomic microscope, where we can actually look at the photon changes on one atom. So we now have, we're now able to, well, physics is already doing this. A company called VECO, V-E-C-O, V-E-E-C-O, if you want to look it up on the internet, that makes this microscope. And so now we can verify all this, you know, airy-fairy stuff that I've come up with over the years now has general physics terms. And in my new book, Inside Track, I quantize those terms to match with what I used to say versus how physics looks at it. That's why there's a huge section on science and physics going back 8,000 years up to the present. And several physicists that are mentioned in there will be coming on this show to talk about this stuff. So this is not, we are not a, as the FDA used to call us, a nuisance item any longer. We are accepted in theoretical physics now. And we're getting ready to start working with major universities to get actual FDA approval on some of our products, which will happen.
Wonderful.
It will happen. Takes time, costs money. It's coming, you know.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
The effects that you're talking about in the new field is now called quantum biology. Okay, that's a new field in science, in health, recognized by the AMA, the more bright one. It's up and coming. We're on the right track, you know. I wish we could have done this earlier, but it took us about 30 years to get here. But we're here, and we're on top of it.
Well, I'm watching everybody and listening to everybody like a hawk. I'm trying to catch up on 40 years of learning from your standpoint, and by then I'm hoping to be with the elite group, like you know, Mr. Barish, having the projectors, you having the projectors, and several other people out there. I want to be able to network with everybody and see what we can do together as a team.
Oh yeah, that's what we're doing, and we're the radio show has always been a hub. What do you think about our new time? Did you listen to the show last week? And how did you figure out? I mean, did you just know from last week that we were going to be on Thursday instead of Friday?
Well, I never could hear you Friday because I'm off Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, this is a plus for you then.
Oh, absolutely. But I'd better hurry up and call. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
So you were listening to the archives then?
Oh, yes. I listened to all those, too. And my wife, I want to give her credit. If it wasn't for her support, nothing could be possible for us right now. She backs me up 100%. She wears what I wear, does what I do, and she's just enamored with the whole thing. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really fortunate. We have clients that have alignment with their spouses, and then we have spouses that can't handle this, you know. They're not ready for it. So we get a little bit of everybody, but the ones that can handle it, that work as the pair, really get tremendous benefits from it, you know.
Oh,
yeah. It
is. Not a pseudoscience.
Well, listen,
it's a deal.
I want to say bye because I don't want to tie up the lines, but thank you so much, everybody. Mr. Barish, Mikhail, Rebecca, Dr. Bell, I want to thank you all for all your support and help.
Oh, yeah, keep up the good work and stay safe.
Thank you, sirs. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that great, all the different kind of people that we have out there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was amazing. He said he ordered a silver necklace, and he wanted a platinum base on it, you know, the platinum stuff on it. And he was going through so much detoxification. He was really... He was learning an awful lot very quickly.
But you work in a penitentiary or a prison, do what he does. Corrections officer, that's one of the most dangerous jobs in the world, if not the most dangerous job in the world, and one of the most necessary jobs in the world.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, the prisoners that he shepherds are very fortunate to have a guard like him. He'll take care of them because most of these guys are not in his consciousness level and get treated rather rough.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's well liked in his duties. You know, I'm sure he's very much well liked.
I imagine.
Obviously, he's been doing it a long time. You can tell
he
has a lot of respect for what we do, and that's really great. You know?
Yeah, yeah, he's a very good person. I talked to him for about an hour and a half on the phone.
Did you?
The first time, yeah, and he was asking me a lot of questions. He when he first got his necklace, he was detoxifying such at a fast rate.
And yeah, said, and his wife, too, man.
Yeah, and I said, why don't you take your necklace off, just give yourself a day or two, then put it back on, and he did, and I guess it's working for him.
Yeah, And the people, I want to intervene here real quick with a question that was answered last week. That question was, Dr. Bell, what do you drink on the show? What is that stuff, you know? Hold up. And what this is a hoshuwu. It's a polygallum multiforum herb drink.
Right.
And the way I discovered it indirectly, it's made in China. This is we sell it on the in the company here.
Mm-hmm.
A non-narcotic beverage, obviously. But what it does is, back in World War II, there was a lot of radiation poisoning from the bomb, and people that were up close to the bomb blast, where the radiation was the highest, had less danger, you know, less free radical damage, which is what radiation does to you, than people 30 miles away. So we studied this and to find out why this was possible. This is down at the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Why was this? Why do people up front get all this radiation and no genetic effect and very minimal damage to their bodies, and people 30 miles away die from it?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have large amounts of electrolytes in their brain, which produce a large amount of electricity, which then conducts through the 72,000 different nerves in the body called nadis down through the spinal cord,
mm-hmm.
creates a huge, powerful electromagnetic aura frequency, operating through the entire Rife frequency range, which is 15 hertz to 20 kilohertz,
mm-hmm.
which then, when radiation hits them, radiation is nothing more than ionized. It's ionized radiation, so it's electromagnetic energy, usually alpha, beta, or gamma rays, usually gamma rays.
Mm-hmm.
And so it hits them. The body has enough energy to deflect these radioactive waves. And so as a result of that, they were drinking this drink right here, which has been around for a long time, and they have enough electrolytes in their brain to keep it powered up. It's like if you have a battery in your car, but you don't have your electrolytes in your battery, your battery's not going to work, and your car's not going to run.
Right.
This stuff does. It builds the electrolytes, and it works in concert with a product that we have called Pirolo.
Mm-hmm.
And Pirolo is a trace mineral formula. This is not a trace mineral formula. This is an electrolyte formula.
Right.
Yeah. And it has some other herbs in it. It has Angelica Sinistia, Telegram
mm-hmm.
Chinese Key,
Mania
Glutinosia Laboche, and Kinesium Ultivitum TURCZ, I don't know, and a couple other herbs in a citrus background. It's not very good tasting, but you develop a taste for it, and you use that plus
the minerals
receptor, which produces the auric offset, and you've got a huge thing here. Boy, we're out of time almost. We've got a few more minutes, and we're done.
That's a
quick show.
Yeah.
Right, Boo? Oh, come here. Buddy Boo wants to get down to the camera. The birds see themselves on the monitors. Okay, there you go. He's looking down. He's looking at the monitor. And you're not going up the... Right there. He just has to look a little bit. Everybody's seeing him on the TV there. He's got his head sideways because he's looking at himself on the monitor. they're smart. They know who they are. So as soon as I get him up to the camera, he has to look sideways to see the monitor, which is below the camera. That's what he's doing, and they love it. These birds love it. Oh, yeah, he wants more. He wants everybody on YouTube to know that he's Buddy Boo. What do you mean that? These birds are really amazing.
Yeah.
Your show is on Saturday. Go ahead and tell everybody how to reach you.
Yeah, it's my show's on Saturday night. It'll be on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And we're going to be discussing a lot of what we discussed tonight, but we'll be talking about a lot of energy work along with it. So it'll be a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, and you can reach us at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. And my email is fredbell@paradigm.com. And I'm not going to spell Paradigm. Just look up Dr. Fred Bell in the search engine, and the spelling of Paradigm comes up, because we always have new listeners. Every show, we always pick up new listeners.
That's great.
Yeah, we don't have the usual amount, but we're not doing too bad tonight. considering we switched our time slot and we didn't advertise it. You know, I guess we had the advertising budget like Jay Leno does when he pulled the same stunt. Because I'm just copying somebody else, you know, have an early show.
Yeah.
You know, so it all worked. It's about time for Holly to start singing again. Any closing comments or anything?
Well, the only thing I can say is make sure that you clean your necklaces, wash them off, and they'll work even better for you. Get some rid of all the radiation, so it's really, really good to do.
Yeah, and the other thing is the raise the truth. Boy, am I in the past. The inside track is out. We received the first shipment today. Get your orders in. We will ship Monday morning. Everybody that has one on order, there's a lot of you out there that already ordered them. The first, special copies. They'll be coming to you. You'll have them in your hands by probably the end of the week, next week, if you're clear back to see what you see this.
Fantastic.
And we're going to put Death of Ignorance back on the line here, too, in a new format, all reprinted and everything, and that's better pictures. And so Death of Ignorance is coming back, so you can get the big three, Death of Ignorance, Rays of Truth, and the Inside Track.
Fantastic.
All right, Steve, I'm going to cut the deal. I'm going to cut some things loose so they don't
get buddy.
Off, you know.
Take care of
yourself. Music here for a couple of minutes, and that's the end of the show. All right, I'll talk to you soon.